of nicotinic acid.
Welcome to the Cosmic Overdrive, your source of the arranged music on Intergalactic FM. Your host for this evening, Rude 66.
And welcome to Cosmic Overdrive episode number 112 already. And tonight you're going to be our test pilots because I did some major rewiring in the studio here. The whole place was, all the cables were out and the whole patch bay had to be changed and everything. So it's still a bit of chaos here. The whole mixer is laying open, exposed, sparking wires laying around, complete chaos here, but especially for Cosmic Overdrive, everything is not really wired up, but we try, and I hope that some signal is going to come out tonight. So if you hear anything weird, it's not your radio, it's probably coming from here, and that's one of the reasons why I'm doing a special on the band Negative Land, and especially their Over the Edge series of cassettes that they released in the 80s and 90s from radio shows that they did on the local stations in the San Francisco, Berkeley area. Lots of weird shit with people calling in and half fake, half real. It's radio art. That's how you have to see these kind of things. So I'm going to play this to you for a whole hour. Enjoy. That's all I can say. I love this stuff. It's weird sometimes. It's funny sometimes. I'll give you an overview of the few tracks that we played tonight, and we're going to start the show with a track. Well, it's not really a track. I don't know what you would call this, but it comes from Over the Edge Volume 4 cassette, and this is the Celebrity Wives Quiz.
Okay. Great. And it's time for our Celebrity Wives Quiz. We've already got a lot of callers on the phone. Just won't leave us alone. They want to play the Celebrity Wives Quiz so badly. So right, we're going to go ahead and take our calls at 848-4425. If you want to play,
32.
Go ahead.
And 10 seconds.
Hello, who's on the line?
Randy.
Hi, Randy. Where are you calling from?
Berkeley.
Okay, now did you hear the rules of our contest?
Yes.
Okay, so you tell me which famous man this wife is married to. Joanne Woodward is the first.
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman, you've got it. Congratulations. Okay, we're past that one. Now you now have 20 points. Do you want to risk that and go on?
No se consigue
por amor.
Yes.
All right. Fanny Bryce.
Fanny Bryce.
Fanny Bryce.
She was a movie character.
Possibly.
And she was played by Barbara Streisand.
Okay, Fanny Bryce is the wife of a famous man, famous male celebrity.
Right.
So which famous male celebrity is Fanny Bryce married to?
Harry Bryce. I don't know that, but I know who Mary Todd was married to.
Okay, well, we're not on. That was before.
I
that
know,
was on
you,
our historical
I
wives
know
quiz.
That, but you never said
so,
who she was married to. Can I tell everybody who?
Well, we may come back to that later.
Oh.
So you've lost all 20 of your points.
Oh,
I'm
right.
Sorry. So we'll take our next call, Enrico.
Thank you.
Rule number 7, never argue during an interview.
Hello. You're on Celebrity Wives Quiz.
You know exactly who this is, and I'm going to jam you from every corner of the world. But first, I'm going to slash the tires on the bus that you rode in today.
No, actually,
first,
this.
I'm going to burn.
Long ago, when the world was young, there existed a symbol of right. There also lived a resource, an embodiment of evil. And between, as prize to the victor, lay the whole world.
If you liked Star Wars and Raiders, you'll love epic adventure, a lusty tale of revenge and magic, dungeons and wizards and witches, damsels and desire, and a warrior caught between. You'll have to see it more than once just to believe your eyes. The epic conflict now comes to the screen, and the armies of darkness, they both wanted the woman and the richest kingdom on Earth. A story of power and majesty, black magic and lust, treachery, justice and deceit, evil armies, and Zusha, master of black magic and vengeance, nightmares and dreams. Resurrected. See armies in battle. See the sacrifice of the princess. See, your mind will not believe the wonders before your eyes as a fantastic world lives and magic is real. She was a princess, desired by all men, possessed by none. He was a warrior, a barbarian mercenary, and son of a sorcerer. Black magic and blood, the battle between the kingdom. A lusty epic of revenge, dungeons, wizards, desire, and the mightiest epic ever. A lusty adventure of war and magic must be accompanied by parent.
If you are planning to buy a vacuum cleaner, one of the best ways to tell how well it works is to find out how much salt or sand it can pick up from a rug. I'm Virginia Nauer, President Nixon's consumer advisor. If you're shopping for a new vacuum cleaner, you'll find lots of useful tips in a government booklet called Vacuum Cleaners. For a copy of the booklet, send 40 cents to Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado. That's Consumer Information, Pueblo, Colorado, 81009.
Okay, well, thank you for all the calls on Celebrity Wives Quiz, and we'll get right back into more music. Right here at the California Superstation.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby.
We gotta get you a woman that can work with you. We'll get me one, two.
Watts of the hottest music from the California Superstation.
Well, it's always good to have a classic, classic songwriter on the show. That's Rupert Holmes. His follow-up to the Pina Colada song, that's called Him. And my name is Dick Vaughn. Hey, if you've got a request, that's what we're here for. 848-5732. Write it down. 848-5732.
Been feeling listless and depressed. Blood feel tired. Heartbeat slow. Temperature down. Then get into the swinging world of the Private Duty Nurses. Lola. She was more interested in the doctors than the patients. Spring. Her patient had a special problem, and she had a very special treatment no doctor could supply. Lynn. When she takes your temperature, it goes straight up. New World Pictures proudly presents Private Duty Nurses, the sensational new motion picture that goes behind the scenes and behind the screens with the girls in white, in color rated R. Private Duty Nurses. It's what they do off-duty that's really private.
Is there a link between violence against women portrayed in movies and advertisements
and the actual violence against them in society? According to members of Women Against Violence and Pornography in the Media, there is. I'm Ann Fraser.
And I'm Ross McGowan. Today on Channel 5's People Are Talking, we'll see some examples of women being exploited in the media and what you can do to stop it.
Also, Bing Crosby's widow, Catherine, will join us to share some of the treasures from his estate.
Join us for People Are Talking today at 10 on Channel 5.
Okay, and thank you for all those calls on the Celebrity Wives Quiz. And before we get back, we've got a pretty good wife here. This is Paula Nelson with News Headlines.
Thank you, Dick. Reagan returns home, Malathion spring to continue, and more showers headed our way. These stories and more coming up at 5:45 right here on the California Superstation.
Oh, yes, she heard me clearly now. I pray.
Well, we've got a request going out to Redwood City for Christopher Cross. Christopher Cross by request, going out to Redwood City. He had a call for that one. And if you've got a request, just give us a call at our request line, 848-5275.
The California Superstation, offering you the very best in features. The award-winning Ear Witness News with anchorwoman Paula Nelson. And special in-depth reports from journalist Eric Hearn. Roy Story is your man with all the answers on the Superstation Sports Line. Science editor Dane Burritt keeps you up on the latest technology. And Dr. Oslo Norway, Ph.D., offers you the finest in modern psychiatric care. These exciting features and more come your way each day right here on the California Superstation.
And we have Roy Story coming up right after this.
Why so down, Susie?
Oh, Mom, it's this itching problem.
You mean feminine itching? Lots of girls and women get that.
But what can I do about it?
Use Vagisil cream medication. Vagisil. Doctor-tested Vagisil helps check bacteria, brings fast temporary relief from external feminine itching. Use only as directed. Sold in feminine hygiene sections. No prescription needed.
Everything okay, Susie? Super, Mom. Vagisil's terrific.
Boy, yuck. And Donnie said it was the birds and the bees. So I asked Mom and Dad, and they told me, am I glad. Anything's better than cabbage.
Children have a lot of questions about sex. Find out what your kids need to know. Share your values. Talking helps prevent big problems, like teen pregnancies.
Yeah.
A message from the Family Communication Program.
Nothing's more.
Our next program is live from JamCon 84 with Crosley Bendix.
Well, I told Jim I had one idea for him. I said, we can make a documentary about jammers and jamming with all the Bay Area jammers and play it at the conventions, you know, at all the ham conventions.
Presents
JamCon 84. JamCon 84.
Good hello, radio devotees. I'm Crosley Bendix, director of Stylistic Premonitions here at UMN, and this morning I'm pleased to host JamCon 84, the second semi-biannual International Jammers Convention, from the beautiful Cubist Towers, overlooking all views at once. We'll be roaming the mini booths and displays throughout the morning, talking to industry representatives and law enforcement personnel. And the place is really filling up right now. We'll also be hearing from JamCon's special guest celebrity color man, Dr. Carl Sagan, who's up in the Sky Cube with the big picture. Carl, are you there right now? What's your impression of the whole scene from your perspective up there?
The future depends on the wise use of science and technology. And how can we do that if people don't know something about science and technology? How can they elect scientifically literate representatives in the House and in the Senate? How can they make proper decisions in referendums and other places where they have to vote on scientific issues?
Well, thanks, Carl. We'll be back to you for some more updates. We'll have live sounds by Negative Land tonight with communications assistance from Ken Hastings and friends. Rex Everything is here with an on-the-street interview. You can jam JamCon 84. Yes, you can jam us at 415-848-4425. We're scanner accessible. However, Rex didn't give me that listing, so we'll have that for you later. 445-29. 14515. 14515. All right, scanner accessible, 14515. And now, let's go over to the weatherman for a little history.
You're jamming, hello? Meter jamming, hello?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Are you involved with jamming?
Okay, I want your historical perspective regarding the jamming as a reason for its coming into existence.
Lay it on us.
Okay, jamming started when there's something called a radio geek. These older people who kind of think they have a copyright on the mentality and type of conversation that's supposed to be used on a ham radio.
That sounds like a conversation I heard just last night on my scanner with a few of those guys.
Okay, listen, the thing is that the more dynamic, more creative people who are willing to experiment 900 megacycle stuff, have more creative uses of the radio. Anything creative at all was in opposition to what these old-timers had going.
Maybe you could tell us why. I don't think they want me to ask that question.
Okay, some of these people just, took the extreme reaction.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. I'm Jim Davis in Los Angeles, and this is the Westlink Amateur Radio News. The FCC has acted against 8 individuals allegedly involved in jamming a San Francisco area repeater. Named in document titled, quote, a conspectus on recent Bay Area jamming cases, unquote, are 6 amateurs and 2 unlicensed individuals. This document, along with a show cause order against one of the alleged jammers, reached Westlink too late for an in-depth report last week.
Hey, Ralph, you're not too smart.
No more words.
Hello, this is Dr. Ted Wright, and I'm talking with W6DR, who's been in the jamming business for several years now, about 10 years, is that right?
Yeah, at least 10, yes.
And you've never really held a legal ham call, is that correct?
That is correct.
Now, you started your operation, I believe, in Los Angeles.
Yes. In those days, I was on the air quite a bit, using a call that was not in the call book. I got along with a lot of the hams. They did not suspect a thing. And, of course, back in those days, I couldn't even spell the word jamming. I didn't know what it meant or anything.
When did you move to the Bay Area and get involved? You can maybe tell us how that started.
That's when I really got introduced to Gary Kerr, mm-hmm. who had been a friend of my friend.
Toilet Channel.
And Gary introduced me to the fine art of jamming.
That was on the 682 repeater. You used to get on there and talk normally to people, and then you sort of degenerated into the standard practice. Is that pretty much how you see it?
Yeah, when I first got in San Francisco, I attempted to join, not a repeater per se, but to join in with QSOs and And then I met Gary, and he introduced me to a certain group of people on a certain repeater who he felt deserved our undivided attention, as it would be, which resulted in a lot of touch tones and pre-recorded material and music and just noise in general.
What was his problem with NKF? Was that just he just didn't like him, or is this some sort of personal insult or something?
I'm not sure what Gary's and the others' dislike for NKF was. I really don't know. I was sort of like a sheep, and it's kind of sad to admit it, really. You know, they says, why don't you jam this guy? So I jammed this guy, you know. I always thought its main idea was just to have fun. A new era of communication. And after that happened, it kind of lost its sparkle, you might say.
Go to hell.
Yes, well, we've heard examples of what was going on. Another person that was mentioned in that Westlink tape was Alan R. Vance. And I guess he had a license up to the time that he died recently. But there was an interesting incident that happened on the air. I think a neighbor was having television interference. Could you elaborate on that incident?
Yes, I don't remember the exact date, but Alan was on the air on 8-2 like he was quite frequently, sometimes legitimately and sometimes in a form of abusive language. Anyway, a neighbor was receiving TVI, television interference, from Alan's radio equipment. And the neighbor came over and asked Al if he would not cease his transmissions. Evidently, the neighbor was trying to watch TV. Al evidently said something, and the neighbor left. And then a few minutes later, the neighbor came back over. Al was sitting in a chair by his radio, and the neighbor came busting into the house through the screen door, which was unlocked, and had a knife in his hand. Al determined that his life was in danger. He pulled out a .22 caliber pistol and shot his neighbor 5 times. Alan Vance then decided to call the police, except for the fact that his telephone was out of order. He proceeded to get back on the 2282 repeater and requested assistance. Well, because of the recent jamming activity on 8-2 and Alan Vance being the subject of many puns and the source and the object of jamming, they weren't about to oblige him in any way, shape, or form. And this particular incident of him and his neighbor became one of the hottest items to hit 8-2. It probably, you would hear people imitating gunshots, and they'd repeat the last 3 characters of his call, and it was just outrageous. They just, when that hit, 8-2 didn't have a prayer. It was, its days were numbered. And, well, I don't know about the other people. I hear a couple of them here and there, but the membership of 8-2 that was probably 200 or 300 members has probably completely dissipated, and the majority of them scattered throughout the band.
Okay. Thank you very much. This has been an interview with a bootlegger who uses the call W6DR, which we don't want to identify too much. This is Ted Wright. I'm going back to Crosley Bendix at JamCon, and we're through here. Thank you.
Out of the blue, on the wings of a dove, a messenger comes with the beating of drums. It's not a message of love.
Yeah. asked me one time.
Do you know how you can tell if Ewell Gibbons is streaking?
We're gonna have to drop you out for a minute.
You look for grape nuts and a golden rod.
Okay, that was real cute.
And imagine what it was like if you tried to tune into the BBC or the Voice of America and heard only jamming coming from your own government and heard the news you just heard over and over and over again. And worst of all, the fact you couldn't get talk radio. Gosh, that'd be awful.
We can jam radio talk shows, too. This particular talk show was very naive, and we were able to put in all these tapes and make him all flustered. So here it is right now.
Well, I hope you use Charmin.
All right.
Here's Roy Story Sports.
Someone liked it.
Yeah.
I was joking.
It's ice, as we used to call it, but it's the same difference. And it's better than cold coffee, I'll tell you that. And so let's find out what's on. Hello. Well, we had somebody in line one. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes. Can't we hear each other?
Am I on?
You sure are. Say something.
Hello.
Hello. I hear you.
Hello.
Are you trying to listen on the radio?
Am I on?
Don't you hear him? You hear
Hello?
Him?
Hello.
Yeah, I hear him.
Hello.
He can't hear us, I guess. Well, that's the way it goes. I don't know what happened or why, but he was on the air. But he couldn't hear us, and we could hear him. Okay. Hello there. Who's this?
This is Van Kolvig.
Van Kolvig.
My main interests are in fishing and hunting. They happen to be hobbies of mine personally.
Boy, you're with a bunch of other people, I'll tell you that.
I'm going to have you say that. My tongue's getting... I'm so excited here.
You are? Well, turn your radio down a little bit. That'll make it easier for you.
And thank you, all you folks.
I don't know what he's doing, but, it's not a full moon, is it? They don't allow little 10-year-olds up this late at night, I don't think, do they? I mean, all parents, you know, they give their children, let them watch TV for 30 minutes a day and PBS for an hour. They send them to bed at 7 o'clock and all that sort of thing. Isn't that it? They get up, make the bed, and do everything else. Sure they do. But they get their kicks out of this, and they go around and chuckling, say, look what I did. Oh, it's like the guys that run around with their radios on so loud you can hear them four blocks down the streets, and you want to ask them what else they got for Christmas, but they never tell you. Hello there, who's this?
This is Bob Fountain.
Oh, it's again, it's one of the three-year-olds that we have on the air every once in a while. I wish that woman would take her children and put them to bed at that time of night.
Okay, you're back on. IWH, I bet you can't top that. Hold on a minute. Everybody's talking at once. Don, shut up. Mark, shut up. Mickey, shut up. Everybody, quiet. Stop. No, not, you don't have to. Don't get mad at me. Mark,
can I take this one?
That's me.
This is a four-transistor tape recorder model TP50R.
And this is the one that I wanted.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Christmas Eve, 1966. I'm in my kitchen this evening with my little boy, whose name is David. And I have a husband whose name is John Lewis Wills.
Buffalo. Good hello, and a fusty welcome to Over the Edge. I'm Waxley Moulding. Where are we going today? A trip down memory lane, completely divorced from the modern concerns of our stress-loving society. Now, exactly whose memories have we selected to go down? Not mine, I don't have any, and certainly not yours. That would mean rehashing that same old stuff again. No, we're going down a very unique and shady lane where the memories are described by words that never existed, but have become household epithets. Yes, Today, we are temporarily honored to inhabit the life and times of the weatherman. His humble beginnings all the way through his humble maturity. Where he exists today, basking in the spotlight of superstardom for no apparent reason. What's it like to be the weatherman? To live in his life, in his house? You'll soon find out as we bring you the Wilsophone Stupid Show.
We're trying out David's new tape recorder. It's a Norelco cassette recorder, and it's a model 1530, and it sounds pretty good, I think, don't you?
If you have decided to come along with me, there is something that I must explain first. These weather makers are very, very sensitive and take their job seriously. They know that they're not perfect and can't please everyone at the same time. But they do their best because it is their job to make the weather.
Yeah, I have a little more rain here. Here, push that rain button over there. Yeah, okay.
Whether they like it or not.
Yeah. Howard Berkeley likes some acid rain.
Whether it drizzles, we make weather, whether we like it or not. We make weather, whether we will it or won't.
This is the weatherman again, and I like fake bacon while listening to Crap Work.
And this is the Weatherman Live. This is extremely embarrassing, but I would like you to call in at 848-4425 if you have family tapes. Anything kind of like what we're trying to do here. Yes.
Yeah, how did you get your name, being the weatherman? Because I've never heard you give the weather.
You'd have to have gone to Alhambra High School in Martinez to find out about that.
Uh-huh.
I was always considered a little bit strange, so I just decided one day to start telling the weather.
Uh-huh.
And I like the weather, too, actually. I'm interested in it right now as I speak.
And incidentally, this is your backstage announcer, Waxley Molding. If I'm not mistaken, the weatherman did give the weather reports over the PA system during homeroom period. Is that correct?
No.
Sorry, but it's a better story.
I wasn't smart enough to do that. I was embarrassed about being the weatherman, too, so I never offered to do that.
And as you may have heard, the weatherman never gave the weather report over the PA in homeroom period.
That's right.
Sorry, it's the weatherman.
Let's see.
This
is going to make a funny noise. Let's see. What is this stuff? This is Sparklet Seltzer. Oh, I'm talking right into my glass here.
I'm really tired.
Okay, I'm gonna try this now. I'm gonna back away. This is gonna be really loud. That's not too bad. It didn't make that funny noise like I thought it would. I'll just sip a little club soda. I'm asking for family tapes. If you have any tapes, kind of like the ones you heard at the beginning when I had my high-pitched voice. Certainly some of you must have had tape recorders way back then and preserved it like I did. That's what I'm looking for tonight. Boy, this club soda has a funny taste, kind of like plastic. I'll turn up 14529 again. So if anybody wants to talk on that.
Come on, you guys, right. Eat. I'm gonna eat right now. I don't care about any of those other people. Come here, weatherman.
What? Yes,
ask anything about the weatherman.
I am the original Alhambra High School weatherman.
Oh, one more thing before we go any further. I would like you to promise me that you won't interrupt any of them as we pass through the factory.
I should have been down there to record.
You couldn't hear her microphone or something.
That's the way you're supposed to do it, like that, they said.
This is a graduation party live from the Williamses.
more live action from the Williamses on The Stupid Show. And here we have Melody playing with the Olives, as well as various insanities going on throughout the entire living room. Thank you, Melody. Thank you very much. Let's see what this stuff is.
Hey, that won't be an interview.
Tony. I know. Melody, it's going to be obvious on this recording that you're hanging around me more than you should, but that's okay, it doesn't matter. Hey, you'll wreck the thing if you do it. Don't ever bend the bulbous part over like that. You'll ruin it.
That was my clock word game, Grandma and Grandpa. My second present was my Monkees record with Davy Jones. Isn't that cute? My next present is a little amplifier.
Come on, Stupid Joe. The Monkees versus the Weatherman.
All right, Dana Jones, you get out of that luxury chair. Will you get out of that luxury chair? Get out of that luxury chair this instant. Stop laughing! David Jones, will you stop laughing and get up out of that chair before I flip my lid? Well, Mickey, it seems as if you do not know how to read a barometer. That barometer does not say 30.4. That barometer says 28.5.
Sure looks like it's gonna rain. That's what I was saying out loud. So it seemed. Nothing's accomplished by this. Nothing that makes sense.
Michael, will you stop laughing and tearing up that weather map? That weather map cost me $10. Michael, stop tearing it up this instant before I flip my lid.
Maybe it's about time that someone investigated the world of Weatherman deeply enough to explain, and I might, if I may, the true definition of the word CP Saint.
From the popular Share the Wealth program of a few years ago.
On the air, sorry, I can't hear you.
We could really. What is you a new station?
Now, where'd you say we're from again, Henry?
Hello?
Okay, I'm back.
You're really good. I'm surprised. You're really good. I'm surprised. I mean, we're driving along and we tuned in you and we thought we had a new station, so we started listening to it. Yeah, we just tuned in.
And that's the news.
And we like your music. See, we're driving along, and we really never heard your radio station. We just tuned in. We're really surprised.
What's that? Well, that was 3 minutes of...
Well, listen to this. We're all hoping people are. We're all. Stay
on.
What's that?
It should be on your DTO screen now.
Maybe somebody got a tape of it. Maybe somebody got a tape of it. Maybe somebody got a tape of it.
You know, Bob Mathiasen used to work for KPFA.
Up, please.
Oh, we're getting
just trying to figure out what you guys are doing down there in Berkeley, man. I'm in Sacramento, and I'm listening to you guys, and it sounds really good. We're just up there checking the dial, and we're just wondering what's going on down there. Hello? Testing.
848-4425. I'm the weatherman. I've come out of the closet.
I hope he doesn't.
I'm a homosexual. That's another thing. I don't like it when people say the word homo. It's homo.
I hope he doesn't pretend.
Say it slowly. Enunciate every syllable.
Homosexual. Yes, I did.
Say it correctly and come out on the dumb, stupid come out line.
I hope he doesn't pretend to speak for all
homosexuals. I can say it, so can you.
And the store doesn't have any of the other kind.
For more enjoyment and greater efficiency,
interesting.
Consumption is
sound right.
Standardized.
All mixed up.
Hello, this is
your father and me go back a long way.
Totally confused now.
I think that if you are one of them, then
go ahead.
It's incumbent upon you to explain to people what being one of them means.
You can't explain it.
Makes it different from being one of us.
I haven't had a girlfriend in like 10 years.
Well, at least you've had a girlfriend then. Maybe that means you're not one of them.
Hard to say. I'd also like you to know that I've had sex with electronic equipment.
Oh shit.
Namely, my oscillator, the Super Booper.
You sound like an idiot sometimes.
Can you accept that?
Nope.
You there?
You to cut me off.
I have no control over that. I want you to come out on the dumb, stupid come-out line.
You're the one that's coming out. I'm telling you to try to explain what the hell it means to be one of them. I mean, you'd like to... Oh, fuck. Go to hell.
That's all right.
I mean, this has nothing to do
probably
with the reality
will. What does Pastor Dick
life?
Say about it?
Think about hell. Think about burning.
Yeah, it's black hot. That's what they tell me.
Gasoline on your hands and it's healthy. They catch fire and just singe your flesh.
I don't really know much about this subject either. It's just what I feel right now. I'm really dumb about it. Like I said before, I'm a total insult to the entire gay community.
Not only that, you're not even one of them. You don't sound like one of them for one thing. You know what they sound like. They have to have that.
I hope he doesn't.
Why do I have to sound a certain way?
Well, I don't think all of them sound that way. Only about 10% of them do that. Yeah, they broadcast themselves all over the...
No, they don't. Channel 7 News Scene picks it up and broadcasts it. They don't. There's cameras there.
What they had in common was...
Think about that.
Anybody else calling?
I don't know. There's blue lights flashing here on and off.
Respect and stature in the homophile community.
There we go. Is there somebody there?
I'm calling from Marin County, and I just think that the fags should leave San Francisco.
Where do you want them to go?
I don't know. Maybe some island. Send them to Cuba or something. You know, they're sending all the people over here, so...
Could you say that again? I didn't quite hear you.
To Cuba or something.
Why Cuba?
I think that something's going to happen. You said very little so far. I want someone to call and tell the truth. You're not telling the truth. I think you're...
Regardless of what I'm telling, and it seems
okay,
no...
Okay, well, let's see what happens.
It seems nobody wants to believe me that I can come out. Why doesn't somebody give me a call at 848-4425 and come out of their gay closet right now?
By television repairman, yes.
This is the dumb, stupid come-out line. I'm the weatherman. You there? Come on out of your closet, okay?
Yeah, I'm right here.
It's a local matter.
Are you going to come out of the closet and tell me all about it?
I'm not in the closet.
Are you already out?
Yep.
How do you feel?
No wonder the thing crawled over the edge.
How do you feel about it?
Well, this is my first hearing. And I think
are you a homosexual?
No, I'm not a homosexual.
Well, why are you calling the dumb, stupid come-out line?
Because I feel this is the dumb, stupid come-out line.
Are you coming out?
No.
Well, I think we better take our next caller, as he's not coming out of the closet there. You're going to come out? Got a new one now? We've got more blue lights flashing.
Yeah, you got me.
Is this the same person?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I thought they punched another one in.
What?
Oh, I hear another one in my other ear. Another blue light on the dumb, stupid come-out line. Are you going to come out of your homosexual closet for me? Do it now.
I was the only dude in the neighborhood
who
fucked this
thing.
A lot of dudes don't play that shit, you know, because in the daytime, I don't fuck this thing, man.
You hear me any better on this little mic?
Hi.
Is either of these voices a homosexual, and are you coming out of your closet for the first time?
At night, you kissing.
Yeah. Who said that? I can't tell.
I fuck this faggot.
I'm the one that's calling you.
Are you the same person, or are you a new one?
I never tried to discuss marriage with a musician.
I'm the same person, but I can't hear because all that rap.
That's just the nature of it. You can't control that. But if you're gay, I want you to come out of your closet right now. It's 848-4425.
Hello?
Hello, go ahead and come out of your closet.
Like to suck 8 inches.
What was that? I can't quite hear.
Another man?
Yes, and I'm coming out of my homosexual closet.
Another man, you just...
I can't hear you.
You hear me?
Now I hear you. Go ahead and come on out.
Well, I just want you to know you just broke my heart.
Why?
Well, because I'm a girl and you just said something awful. That means I haven't got a chance.
Oh, well, no, it doesn't. You're fine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's my dream come
yeah.
true. Then.
It doesn't necessarily mean I'm going to have sex with you or not.
Well, are you too old or what?
No, I think I'm a homosexual and I decided to do this program and I'm coming out of my closet right now. This is the dumb, stupid come out line. Can you hear me any better on this one? I'm not sure what's happening. Does it help if I tell you I'm an insult to the gay community?
I've no reason. A little.
You say it helps a little.
So near me every step of the way.
We're much better, you know.
Yeah, really.
Who are you?
Are
you the same caller? How quaint.
What same caller?
On my left ear, are you going to come out of your gay closet now?
I'm
on
not
my
in
left
the gay
ear.
Closet.
Great. Say it again.
I'm not in a gay closet where you are.
Are you a homosexual?
No.
Why are you calling the dumb, stupid come-out line?
Because I don't have any place better to call.
Fuck this.
Do you want to insult it or make fun of it or what?
Yeah.
Go ahead. I'm listening.
Fuck off.
Okay. Now, who's on my right ear?
And it can move you. Woo! It's all right.
Come on, it's 848-4425, and the area code is 415, and I wish there wouldn't be foul language. I'm sorry that had to happen just now. And it looks like we have another blue light.
No, sit down, sir. You're really overzealous here.
Are you the same one again? Boy. You sound like the same person.
Coming out of the closet right here.
Are you going to come out of your gay closet right now for me?
We don't fuck this faggot.
Are you or aren't you?
Coming out of the closet right here.
I'd like to know what it's like to be gay.
Because somebody says better late than never.
Can you hear me? Let's try this one. Can you hear me any better now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, I'm in the crystal microphone. Are you a homosexual?
You're gay, right?
I still can't quite understand you. I want to know if you're a homosexual and if you can come out of your closet.
Are you gay?
Good evening.
Yes, I am. I said so about 10 minutes ago.
I would like to know what it is like to be gay.
Well, with me, it's an insult to the gay community. I have sex about every 6 months.
How come not more often?
I just don't care that much. And I've also had sex with electronic equipment.
You're presuming that I'm going to...
That sounds good.
It does?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you like the booper?
Not.
I had sex with the booper one time.
Ever.
Is it good?
Would you bring the level up on the booper? Hear that? That's what I had sex with.
A group?
Excellent.
whatever.
I used it with a high-power ham radio transmitting tube, and I connected it to my vibrator.
I don't fucking
think. I actually did have an orgasm, believe it or not.
Certainly.
Really?
But I almost got an RF burn, too. It was terrible.
Impossible.
I'm sure you can find something just as good.
But you're not gonna insult me, you accept all this nonsense? Not nonsense to me.
Why should I insult you?
It's perfectly okay, then.
That's the way you want to be. I'm not like that, but it's the way you want to be.
Okay. It doesn't offend you.
To mail from the gay liberation people.
Offend me.
That's good. That's what I like.
They're being forced up.
I hear somebody on my left ear trying to communicate. I'm not...
Let me let you go.
You're going to hang up now?
Adios.
Is there someone trying to get on the line?
I think they've got another call punched up, and I'm trying to talk to both of you at once. I don't know if you can hear that or not. What was that on my left ear? Let me bring myself to my left ear. Now I'm on my left ear. This is the dumb, stupid cover.
Self-aggrandizement.
Okay, stop right there. I need to know if you're a homosexual.
You couldn't care less if anybody was a homo. You're not a homo, you're full of it.
Yeah, I had a pretty big dinner tonight. I'm sure it's in the large intestine by now.
Two steaks smothered in underwear.
Will you stop it? I'm trying to talk to these callers. Now let me see, I'm on the left one only. I'm gonna go over to the middle now.
Talk to me.
Are you there? Are you a homosexual?
Yeah.
Are you going to come out of the closet tonight for me?
I'm coming out tonight.
How does it feel to come out of the closet right now?
Oh my God. Good.
That's great. You're the first positive response I've had in this. How do you feel about how I'm talking about it?
Oh, I think you're full of baloney.
You don't think I'm gay?
Yeah, hello? No.
That's interesting. None of the callers have thought so far, so I guess we're setting a trend here. That's great. No, it's not, because I am.
Just like everything else.
Are you really?
I think I am.
Yeah? You want to get together?
I'm not sure. I can only have sex every 6 months.
Oh, we can wait until next January.
Yeah, maybe. It's always a distinct possibility. I also like sex with electronic equipment, like my little oscillator here.
They're being forced up.
Throw the toggle switch for me. Click it.
Well, I like to make it with bandograph generators.
They're being forced.
How much voltage?
What?
How many volts?
How many volts? 200,000.
Well, I can't believe that.
Don't you think you're going to get an RF burn?
No. It just makes your hair stand on end.
Now that makes you have an orgasm, you say.
They're being forced.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
That's very interesting. Maybe you're not gay at all. You actually like that too. And now that they're mixing everything together, I'll just remind you again that I think I'm a homosexual, and this is the dumb, stupid come out line on KPFA on Over the Edge. And I'm the winner, man.
Just like everything else.
The rest of the world.
Partially
and she said, "Did they come in?" They asked me, "Did I attend church?" And I said, "Yes, I do."
Now, do we have another one on the dumb, stupid come out? Line. And they said, are you there? Come on out of your closet.
You're listening to the dumb, stupid come out line by the Weatherman from Over the Edge, Volume 3, the Weatherman cassette from I think somewhere in the 80s. I don't exactly know the dates when these things came out. I bought these tapes in America, and it's crazy stuff. Before that, you heard a part from the Wilsophone Stupid Show, Over the Edge, Volume 6, and that actually came from a CD with lots of old youth memories played from tapes and cassettes. Before that, you heard Jam from Jam Con 84, Over the Edge, Volume 1, I think, from 84, if it's Jam Con 84, I don't know. And before that, you heard a part of Over the Edge, Volume 4, Dick Vaughan. And there's a lot more of this stuff. I actually don't know if they still do this radio show. They started in 81 with it in the San Francisco Bay Area. And for for a while. I don't know, like I said, if it's still going or not, but it used to be the longest running public radio show ever in the entire history. So even if it's stopped today, I think they still hold that record. Anyway, fantastic stuff. I'll play some more of it someday in Cosmic Overdrive, but this was a nice hour. I enjoyed doing this. So I'm going to send you back to the weatherman for a few minutes more. Dumb, stupid, come out line. And I'll see you next week for Cosmic Overdrive 113. And stay tuned for Radio Resistencia with, well, I don't know what they're doing, but always interesting stuff to listen to. So until next week, goodbye.
It's 94.1.
94.1.
Incredible. And 89.3.
Birds are homographs.
That's right. Why he's saying not? Homo correctly, at least. That's good.
Red helps.
You're extremely cool.
These words.
Nobody
are
thinks
homographs.
I'm a homosexual yet.
Lead.
That's very interesting.
Lead.
Right along with you.
Nobody thinks he's a homosexual here.
Wait a minute, you said it wrong. You said homa. It's homo. Say it correctly.
Homosexual.
That's what I like to hear.
This
hey.
Is listener-sponsored radio. Are you?
Sounds like the P-Tex is going to get out his coffee.
Homograph.
I may have to take a break on the come-out line and get my coffee. Is there somebody there now?
And Kenny's disappeared with my wardrobe!
Is there somebody there right now that wants to come out of their gay closet for me?
I'll come out every night.
When?
What time is it now? About 3?
It's 3:21 and a half. Go ahead, you're on the come out line.
You guys are all really sick.
Go ahead. What do you think? How can we change that?
Are you calling
something?
I don't
know how that can be.
No, are you?
And what do you want me to do to change it so you won't think that
I don't know how that can be.
I won't be sick.
Saturday.
You guys listen. I'm sick.
The weather.
I'm crying.
I don't know.
You want me to just stop?
I don't know how that can
be. Cease to exist?
Scared.
Why don't you call me
child.
Back, caller, that thinks we're
Rat.
Sick?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead
Bill.
On my left ear.
Rat.
You're on...
Now I was
wrong.
Fine, now we're...
Are you going to come out of your homosexual closet for me on the dumb, stupid come-up?
Oh, why would I do such a thing? Why would I do such a thing?
Got something new there. I've never heard of it.
It looks like...
Go ahead,
I think you guys are all really sick.
Is that the same person again? Keep him there.
What do you think? How can we change that?
Why do you think I'm sick?
Kent, what do you want me to do?
Do you think do you really think I'm sick? Go ahead,
they seem
tell
to be
me.
Holding back and I think it's terrific. Color, so bear with us.
Well, whoever that said terrific, I like that.
Maybe
that's
one
good.
Is
I think it's terrific.
Oh, hell, that's a tape,
terrific.
Too. Damn, everything's a
terrific.
Tape now.
Terrific.
Yeah. Everything's
terrific.
On tape.
It's terrific.
Nobody's live anymore.
I think it's terrific.
Well, wait a minute. He said it once. I know that.
I think
that's
it's
why he's on tape.
I think it's...
Yeah, that's
I think
right.
It's...
Here.
I think it's...
Wrong. Let's record, man.
I think it's...
Right.
Go ahead, you're on the comment line. Wrong. I'm the weatherman.
I think it's...
Am I on the air?
Yeah, you're loud and clear.
Wait.
Go ahead and tell
shot.
About it. Come out of your closet.
Swimming.
I think it's...
You're on the radio.
I think it's...
It's a dumb radio program?
I think it's...
I think it's funny. I think it's...
That's good. We like it. That. I hope you're laughing at me and not with me. I appreciate it.
Think it's terrific. Think it's terrific. You got something to do there.
Are you going to laugh at me or are you going to give me some public relations laughter? Are you really serious about laughing at me or not? Hey, stop it.
Hold on
I'm
a
sorry,
minute.
I'm not talking to you,
hold
caller.
On a
I'm
minute.
Talking to the P-Tex damn near
hold
busted his
minute.
Stratocaster.
Hold on
over
a minute.
Me.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
I can't
hold
tell
on
that's
a minute.
A tape live
hold
or
on a
tape
minute.
On the phone.
Hold on a minute. Hold on a minute.
Ah,
hold on a minute.
That's pretty loud.
Hold on a minute.
Good fidelity, too.
Hold on a minute.
I think another one is
hold
on. You're on
minute.
The come out line.
Hold
on
a minute.
Yeah, go
hold
ahead.
Hold on a minute.
Go ahead.
Hold on a minute.
This is Mark Spaz's boyfriend.
Great,
hold
what's your name? Are you Eric?
galit d'un ol a stella, quin en elisa pien, quin en elisa pien. Huomas kaikki heti meitä katsoissaan, et lempyhteen veti, kun yks jäi varjo vaan. Sen nähdä kaikki kyllä saa, jos lyhdyn alla